this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's high time to relieve some of the mighty pressure that's been steadily building in the burgeoning new bluegrass CD bins. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be doing just that with a flourish with new tunes from the Price Sisters, Dave Adkins, Ned Lubarecki, Clay Bank, the McLean Family Band, Carnegie Tradition, the Dead South, Rick Lang, and Curtis McPeak and Andy May. Coming up this, a banjo will get you through times of no money, but money won't get you through times of no banjo. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Will Clark, all the way from Easley, South Carolina, will get this newfangled shindig started off right with Turn Around, as heard on his 10 feet deep foray.
And another crazy fight. Doesn't know what's wrong or right. Doesn't matter anyhow. I better turn around. It's the saddest song I've ever heard, playing on this radio tonight. Nothing like thousand miles, tear your fences down, turn you around.
Sentence
just a pillow away. In a lonely, silent world, just a pillow away.
Tony Roberson and Wildgrass with A Pillow Away, yanked from their self-titled new one. Tony's the son of Roger Roberson and nephew of Sam Porky Hutchins, fixtures of the DC circuit, who cut their one and only album, Thank You America, back in 1978. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and another of our frequent trips to the new Bluegrass CD bins, a scene of much frenetic activity as of late, with folks jockeying for position to get their hands on just-off-the-press endeavors like the first-time collaboration between Leona and Ron Williams and the Bluegrass Martins. It all began back in 2014 when the Bluegrass Martins opened for Leona and Ron and then backed them up for their show. It took 4 years, but the rest, as they say, is history.
I can close my eyes and see you
standing here before me crying. I just had a dream and now afraid it might come true. I held you till you fell asleep. That's when it occurred to me, as long as I had air to breathe, I'd be looking out for you. What you'd crying for? It's over, it's all over. There's no need to worry anymore. To see me here behind this glass, it can't be that clear. I just can't dry your tears and make it all go away. But it was more than I could do when I heard what he'd done to you, to turn my head, although I knew the price I'd have to pay. So I spend my days surrounded by cold gray walls, but even if I had the chance to do it all again, I'd do it all again. What you crying for? It's over, it's all over, and he can't hurt you anymore.
Volume 5 with Haley from their new Mountain Fever foray, Milestones. And Leona and Ron Williams teamed up with the Bluegrass Martins to do the title track from their new offering, Travel Down This Road With Me. Leona Williams is best known for her songwriting and for becoming Merle Haggard's third wife back in 1978, with whom she toured and recorded. The duo had a number 8 country hit with The Bull and the Beaver, you remember that one, back in 1978. Among Leona's many achievements, she is the first ever female country artist to record a live album in prison. Ron Williams is her son, a noted artist in his own right. Claybank is a hot, young, forward-thinking, and moving band in their own right. Born out of a jam session and named after the street in Ashe County, North Carolina, where the weekly jams occurred, the boys won the Bluegrass Band Competition at Union Grove in 2015 and have been off and running ever since. From their latest endeavor, No Escape, this is Claybank in Poor Lily.
In the morning light, I seen the town assemble. Justice will be served and then we all go well. My body's weak and my hands begin to tremble as I grip the cold steel bars. Johnson County Jail. God, have mercy on my soul, for today I'll pay the wages of my sin. Like the dying thief, please can you make me whole, that my poor children they might see their daddy once again.
From West Jefferson, North Carolina, that was Claybank singing Poor Lily from their latest Mountain Fever endeavor, No Escape. Well, there's no escaping our next break, which is looming menacingly on the horizon. Claybank will take us there and beyond with a little bit of Shingleton. I'm Dave Higgs, and the Price Sisters, Curtis McPeak and Andy May, Rick Lang and Carnegie Tradition will keep the new bluegrassical train chugging round the mountain immediately following our break. Here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with Carnegie Tradition, Wayne Taylor's, of the U.S. Navy's Country Current fame, latest venture in which he and the boys pay tribute to the Flatten Scruggs 1962 Live at Carnegie Hall album, one of bluegrass music's landmark recordings. Wayne was 18 when he first saw Lester Flatt performing at a festival in Spruce Pines, North Carolina, a concert that changed his life and set him on the road to going professional. One of the highlights of the Live at Carnegie Hall album was, of course, the Ballad of Jed Clampett. That tune is also one of the highlights of the Carnegie Tradition album.
Are you ready, Lester?
Yes, sir.
Let it rip, Earl.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food. Went up through the ground, came a bubbling crew. Oh, that is black gold for Texas tea. You know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and he moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. Say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. We would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of our hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Let's go a little faster, Donnie. Thank you.
flame. Out on the steep and narrow ledge stepped young Eli Cain. No mortal soul will ever know just what went through his mind. That fateful night he took his life beneath the blood-red sky. Floor, place of peace and relief that he'd been longing for. He stood there till the urge he felt no more be denied. Then Eli jumped, and it was done beneath the blood red sky. Farewell. Secrets lay beneath the waves where no mortals dwell. They claim his ailing mother came down to the sea each night, searching for a reason why Eli took his life.
Noted New Hampshire-based singer-songwriter Rick Lang singing Blood Red Sky from his new project, The Undertow, which is chock full of Rick's originals, which are based on or inspired by his own experiences living near the ocean. The Dead South, all the way from Canada, gave us two from their Illusion and Doubt CD, new to me, but which actually appeared on CD store shelves in 2016. We caught Smoochin' in the Ditch, which dovetailed nicely into Delirium. Their press release states, quote, "They've been described as outlaws, modern hillbillies, and Mumford and Sons' evil twins, but the best way to describe them is fearless," end of quote. Well said. And Carnegie Tradition began the set with their reimagining of the Ballad of Jed Clampett, which appears on their A Tribute to Flat and Scruggs excursion. He's been making music with his five-string banjo for over 70 years, playing with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys and Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass, and filling in for Earl Scruggs when Earl was unable to play with the Foggy Mountain Boys. He's had his own group, Natchez Express, was a member of the Opry staff band, and a much-sought-after session man. Now 91 and still going strong, this is Curtis McPeak, teaming up with our own Andy May, who sings a tune written by his wife, Lauren, about her Alabama grandfather's infamous mule, Betsy.
Grandpa had a farming mule, Betsy was her name. But when she'd up and act a fool, he'd call her Betsy Jane. Tree stumps, Betsy pull 'em, harrows, Betsy drag 'em. But Betsy Jane would pitch a fit if you hitched her to a wagon. Betsy wore no bridle, she followed boy's commands. There's nothing about plowing she did not understand. She never broke a plowshare on a buried rock. Before you knew you'd hit one, Betsy knew when stop. Well, Betsy, she would plow all day in the hot Alabama sun, turn those furrows neat and straight until the job was done. Betsy, she had heart and grit, and Betsy had a brain. Betsy Jane had a wicked wit, could drive you plumb insane. Oh, smarter than the horses, and the hounds about double. Too darn smart for her own good, and good at causing trouble. She ain't exactly ornery, Grandpa liked to say. It's just that she knows her mind and likes to get her way. Not a soul could shoo her, She danced such a dance, she'd kick it clear to kingdom come if you gave her half a chance. If Betsy Jane was vexing, Betsy was a friend. The only one on Grandpa's farm that worked as hard as him. Oh, Betsy, she would plow all day in the hot Alabama sun. Turn those furrows neat and straight until the job was done. Oh, Betsy worked in sunshine and Betsy worked in rain. Betsy, she worked barefoot on account of Betsy Jane. Grandpa told how Betsy Jane could open any gate. She'd get a glint in her dark eye and make good her escape. She'd get out of the barnyard, she'd get into the grain. And when she had a mind to, she'd take off down the lane. And all the neighbors knew her and bitterly complained of the havoc in their gardens wreaked by the wayward Betsy Jane. She'd make Grandpa's blood boil and she'd make him grin. 7 times he sold that mule and bought her back again. 'Cause Betsy, she would plow all day in the hot Alabama sun. Turn those furrows neat and straight until the job was done. Betsy was a working girl, honest, smart and tough. But Betsy Jane could make a southern preacher wanna cuss.
Lauren and Leanna, the fabulous Price Sisters, with Singing My Troubles Away, an old Delmore Brothers song from their new Rebel extravaganza, A Heart Never Knows. And Curtis McPeak and Andy May were immediately prior with Grandpa's Mule, as found on their just-released collaboration, The Good Things Outweigh the Bad. Curtis told Andy that he thought he had one more album in him, and he was right. In fact, I believe he probably has 4 or 5 more left in him. We'll let the Price Sisters take us on through our upcoming break with their rendition of a Bill Monroe classic instrumental, The Lee Wedding Tune, a track made even more special because Lauren plays Bobby Osborne's 1924 Gibson Lloyd Moore mandolin, and Leanna is sawing on Kenny Baker's fiddle, Blackie.
Blackie.
Briggs and the McLeans, Mojave Soul, Ned Lubarecki, and Dave Atkins will be leading the charge as our new Bluegrassical onslaught continues upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back, still rooting around in the new bluegrass CD bins and currently homing in on the latest offering from one of the genre's most spirited bands. Working for the State Department, the band has appeared in 62 countries, as well as at all the major venues. Can you say Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, the Lincoln Center, and the Grand Ole Opry? They've been on the Today Show, CBS Morning News, Good Morning America, the BBC, and CBC, as well as some 250 appearances with symphony orchestras. This is, of course, the McLean Family Band. Thank you.
jumping off a cliff to fall. That's the same as loving you. Like walking to a hurricane, gambling with your spare change. That's what I do to love you. I'll climb to the mountain's top, walk blindfolded on a 20-foot drop. That feeling I'll never forget, the way it felt when we first met. Don't look where you're falling down, hold my breath till my heart bounds. That's the same as loving you. In your arms I'll stay, a man's heart plans his way. That's why I'm in love with you. Of your hand in mine, thrill again down my spine. That's the way I love you. Close my eyes at the day's end, lay my head next to my friend. That's the world I live in. That's the world I live in.
From San Diego, that was Mojave Soul, a hard-driving sextet formed in 2012 by singer-songwriters Mark Miller and Randy Hansen, with Same as Loving You from their latest, Hometown Blues. And the McLean Family Band, featuring Raymond W. McLean, his sister Ruth McLean, his sister Alice McLean White, and her husband Al White, along with Daxon Lewis, with Kitty Alone from their Celebrate Life release. You're hearing songs about love gone right, love gone wrong, and everything in between, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs over at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Dave Adkins will continue our walk through the new side of Bluegrassdom with one of his own, Goodbye Caroline, as rendered on his just-out Mountain Fever disc, Right or Wrong.
I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. I say goodbye to my hometown and run away again. For the last 20 years, things have all been the same. I leave and I come home. That's the name of this game. So goodbye, Caroline. such a good friend. So goodbye, Caroline. I'll take a drive through the mountains, maybe slide down the coast. Don't know where I'll wind up, I guess God only knows. Maybe stop in West Virginia. Ain't got nothing but time. I'll have a taste of their moonshine, their sweet homemade wine. So goodbye. I know where I've been. I say hello to my hometown, sweet Caroline again.
Sunshine in the valley, waiting on my man to come. That will make me happy. He's the one for me, all that I desire. I've been waiting. When he comes, we'll put out the fire. Go downtown, make the rounds, maybe call him. I don't have to sit alone while he's out there rambling. He's the one for me, all that I desire. I've been waiting. When he comes, we'll put out the fire. How longer do I wait, sitting on this mountain? He's been gone so many days, I don't want to count them. He's the one for me, all that I desire. I've been waiting. When he comes, we'll put out the fire. Loving arms and a kiss so sweet, I never want to leave him. Well, he's the one for me, all that I desire. I've been waiting. When he comes, we'll put out the fire. Thank you.
Banjo is Ned Lubarecki teaming up with Amanda Smith on We'll Put Out the Fire from his new offering, Take Five. And Dave Adkins led things off with Goodbye Caroline, which appears on his just-released Right or Wrong CD. Well, that's just about going to do it for our tour of the new Bluegrass CD bins. They'll fill up once again rather quickly, and when they do, we'll be back to give them a good once-over. We'll leave it to Ned, this time teaming with fiddler Becky Buller, to put the finishing touches on the program with his original, Cleveland Park. None of that high, happy. Is this tune about a neighborhood in Washington, D.C., Nashville, or something else altogether? Only Ned's hairdresser knows for sure. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a sound that reverberates throughout Bluegrass land. The rapping, tapping on a door or window that has served as a catalyst for many a fine, high lonesome tale or tune. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be knocking on doors, knocking around the kitchen, getting knocked down to size, and knocking Casey Jones on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.